Okay, so as you may or may not know, Amazon bought the rights to The Lord of the Rings. And from what I've heard, they might be planning on making new Lord of the Rings movies for The Fellowship of the Ring, The Two Towers, and The Return of the King, if you can believe that. Oh no, Peter Jackson didn't do a good enough job, meaning he didn't pollute the story, he didn't bastardize it, he didn't destroy it, he didn't throw in all his own politics, whatever those might be. He didn't use the movie as a vehicle to deliver some kind of Marxist narrative to the audience. No. He just created the movie and made it as true to the books as possible. Now, that's not good enough. No. We need to turn Tolkien's work into our vision of Middle-earth. Yeah. And apparently that's what they've done with this Rings of Power crap as well. So let's get started.
Haven't you ever wondered what else is out there? There's wonders in this world beyond our wandering.
Now what the fuck is this? They got some dudes walking around with the moose head looking wings, antlers on their backs. What the fuck is that? What is that about? Doesn't make any sense. These guys are supposed to be nomadic, so you know, it's not real efficient to have big giant antler wing bullshit on your back. Now that's supposed to be a hobbit, by the way. But the Second Age didn't have hobbits. We're no hobbits, okay? They weren't in the story, they weren't in the Silmarillion. They were not in anything Tolkien wrote, not any of his letters, none of the lore. This is total complete bullshit. This is made up. This is an add-on, okay? Nothing more. So there were no hobbits in the Second Age. So this is deviation number one from the lore. Yeah. And deviation number two, which I don't know if it's in this trailer or not, is that now we have black hobbits. Probably Asian hobbits too, which makes absolutely positively no sense because number one, the species of Middle-earth, they supposedly awoke and they were all the same in terms of their look and race and how they appeared. The elves were white. The whole story itself was written for England, a white country. And even in evolutionary terms, evolutionarily, the people would all be the same pigmentation and have the same general appearance in regards to shape of eyes and face and Bill, you wouldn't have black hobbits and Asian hobbits if all these people grew and evolved in the same geographical location. They would all look the same. And there were no black hobbits, okay? Tolkien said that there was some, the Harfoots, and there were some, you know, darker olive skin hobbits. That's not black, okay? That's not kinky hair, all right? By the way, that's total bullshit. Before the king, before what king? Before Aragorn, there were kings. There were plenty of kings. You had Gil-galad, it was the king of the Noldor. You had Durin, who was the king of the fucking dwarves. What are you talking about before the king? Shut the fuck up. This is supposed to be Galadriel wearing cheap, fake fucking chainmail. By the way, who the hell climbs a mountain wearing fucking metal armor? What the fuck? That's the stupidest thing I ever seen. Yeah, the stars on her shoulders there. This looks like a very cheap costume. First of all, let me explain something to you. Galadriel was not a military commander, okay? She was a leader, but not no fucking commander, all right? So they completely bastardized the character of Galadriel and taken her and turned her into a dude, a warrior, a battle commander, when she was never any such thing. That's lovely. Who apparently has the upper body strength to climb mountains in full chainmail. That's fascinating. Here's the black elf. Look at this, black elf. By the way, number one, elves all had long hair. Elves are very naturalistic. They didn't cut their fucking hair. They didn't have fucking corn rolls. They didn't have dreadlocks, and they didn't have short hair like this fucking guy. Total bullshit. And they didn't catch arrows either. That's total fucking nonsense. Oh, he's a black elf. Well, they're even more special. We're gonna have him doing supernatural shit that other elves never did. Yeah, black is better. By the way, if you see other pictures of him, which I think we will see, he looks like Don fucking Lemon. What thought, when I saw it the first time, I was like, that's Don Lemon. They cast Don Lemon. What the fuck? I think that was supposed to be a Goga lad. I think this fucking dude, that is some cheap looking outfit. By the way, they spent $1 billion on this thing. They spent over $1 billion on this. That is some of the cheapest accoutrements I've ever fucking seen. Looks so generic. Ja-fucking-eric. Oh, there's Galadriel. That's full plate armor she's wearing. Now she's a fucking warrior, and who's chasing her? That looks just like the scene from the Fellowship of the Ring where the Nazgul were chasing that broad, Elrond's daughter. What the fuck? Ay, ay, ay. Is that her again? And what the fuck is that? Oh, it's the Second Age. We're just going to create all these fucking generic monsters. What is that? What is that supposed to be? It doesn't look like any of the children of Shelob. They would be fucking big giant spiders. What is that thing? Now, there, I think that's supposed to be Durin. Okay, looks like a dwarf. He's covered in hair. He's unkept. All right, looks dirty, looks filthy. There you go. Whoa, hold on, what the fuck? That's supposed to be Elrond, by the way. Another elf with short fucking hair. They didn't have short hair. They had flowing locks. They all had flowing locks. What is this? He also looks kind of emo. Like, you know, androgynous. Androgynous Elrond, lovely. Okay, continue. Oh, whoa! What is that? That's a black woman. That's a black dwarf. And she's got no beard. What the fuck? Dwarvish women had beards. Now, if you watch The Hobbit, which were terrible movies, by the way. The Hobbit was a small book, like not even 300 pages, but they made three movies out of it. Peter Jackson, because, you know, they wanted to have the biggest cash grab they could possibly get. Those three movies were almost entirely filler. They could have done all that in one movie. Half a movie. Not enough story there. They had to create a bunch of bullshit filler. The part where Thorin is fleeing the Lonely Mountain, you will see some female dwarfs, and they got beards. Female dwarfs have beards. This just looks like some fat black woman with long hair. No, they gave her long hair, and it's not kinky. Interesting. But they didn't give the elves long hair. Gotta try to be as contrarian as possible, huh, lefties? Dwarven women have beards and they're not black! They're no black dwarves! What the fuck is this bullshit? Dwarves live underground. When they were created, when they were made, they came awake, I believe underground, I'm not sure, but they're underground! Underground species are gonna have black skin, they're gonna be white! The fuck is this bullshit? And where's her beard? You couldn't distinguish the men from the women, yo! Okay, so that's trailer number one, and already I'm very scared. I think this thing is going to be a woke disaster. I think that it's going to be used as nothing more than a delivery device for woke politics and a woke agenda, and the lefties are going to love it because that's all they care about is sex and gender and everything that's superficial about humanity. They don't care about anything that's beneath the fucking surface, and they love anything that pushes their politics. It's great, it's wonderful, because it represents me! Not because it's good, not because there's anything like objective standards for quality when it comes to TV shows or movies. Oh, no! No such thing as good storytelling, objectively speaking. Everything is subjective, right? Yeah, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Derp, derp. All right, that's enough. Okay, what is this? Now, this is another trailer. It's pretty cheap. Let's take a look at what $1 billion buys you.
For the Elven Kings under the sky. 7 for the Dwarf Lords in their halls of stone. 9 for mortal men doomed to die. 1 for the Dark Lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor. where the shadows lie.
That's it? That's the trailer? That's $1 billion? This show looks so fucking cheap, man. It looks cheap as hell. Holy shit. This is what we have to look forward to. By the way, I've heard some other things too. So the black elf is going to be in a relationship with a human female who's, get this, a single mommy! The black dwarf that we just saw? She's going to be a princess! Even though Doran that we just saw was white, and he's the king! So is the black woman his daughter? What the fuck? What's going on here? Is he raising some bastard child? He married a single mother himself, and now a black single mother, Doran, and now he's raising her bastard child? Well, if that's the case, why aren't the ancestors of Doran at all darker in pigment? Why not? Why wasn't Thorin a little more swarthy looking if he had a black mommy? If his ancestor Doran was banging a black broad and had some kids, which they had to have because he's a descendant of Doran. What's going on here? So we got black elves with short hair, even though elves are white. We got black hobbits, even though there were no hobbits in the Second Age. We got elves and humans banging each other. Wow, all the progressive politics in this thing are making me fucking choke. And now Galadriel is a battle commander, a general. It turns out in this show that she's going to be the commander of the Northern armies. She didn't command armies in war. Not ever. She was a leader. She had wisdom. But she was a counselor at times. And as she grew older and became one of the oldest elves, she was well known for her wisdom. Renowned for it, in fact. But she wasn't a battle commander. She never wore armor. The only time you saw her in armor wasn't that scene in the Peter Jackson movies in The Fellowship of the Ring where she was tempted by the ring, but that was the only time she appeared in armor, when she was tempted and she talked about, instead of a beautiful queen, you have a dark queen, beautiful and powerful, and she had that armor. That's it. She was never a warrior. They're changing everything. Why? We think we can make a better story than J.R.R. Tolkien, one of the best writers in fucking history, who was so creative, who took decades and decades to develop this lore, to develop this history in this fictional world. And why? Because the lefties say they want this movie, this show, this series to more accurately reflect the world we live in. What the fuck are you talking about, the world we live in? It's a fantasy world! I go to the movies, I watch TV to escape reality. I don't watch TV to have fucking modern day woke politics shoved in my fucking face. What are you talking about? It needs to more accurately reflect our world and have diversity and representation. Well, it's not our world. Middle Earth doesn't exist, you dumb fucks. It's a fantasy realm. It's a fantasy world created by J.R.R. fucking Tolkien. And the reason it's so fucking good, the reason the movies by fucking Peter Jackson were so good, the reason the books were so good, the reason whatever's been created on screen from those books has been so good is because it stuck to the lore. It adhered to that lore. It didn't go off script and throw in black dwarves and black female dwarves. Black female dwarves with no beards and battle commander Galadriels and black hobbits and black elves dating single mommy humans. What the fuck? What's next? A tranny elf? What, are we going to have trannies in this thing too? Are we going to have little Desmond is amazing? Fucking kids dancing around? I mean, what the fuck? What more are we going to see in this show? And this is just a preview. We're getting all this and more just from a 1 minute fucking teaser trailer. Can you imagine how bad this show is going to be? If we're getting all this just for a 1 minute trailer, oh my God. I'm not going to watch it, by the way. I have no intention of watching this piece of crap. I will not watch it. Not just because that's a way of me protesting, but because it looks like crap to me. It looks like it would be a total, complete waste of my time, and I think it would make my fucking head explode. To tell you the truth. Look at how angry and upset I'm getting just from watching this garbage. Black, female, dwarfs, even though dwarfs live underground. Get the fuck out of here. What sun is giving them melanin, yo? They live underground! This so stupid. This is so stupid. But let me know what you think. Do you think this show, with its diversity and representation grounded in our world, even though this show is based on a fantasy world that doesn't exist, never exists, is supposed to be a way to escape from reality, yet they want to make this show as much like our world, as much like reality as possible. Do you think it's going to be good? Or do you think it's going to be a steaming turd, which some people apparently like? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And by the way, they might even have Gandalf in this show, even though he doesn't appear for another fucking 2,000 years or something. Oh, but to hell with the lore. To hell with the books, because we woke morons think that we could do a better job than one of the best writers in fucking history when all we care about is woke politics and representation, and that's what we think makes a good TV show. Let me know what you think about that in the comments, please.